Do you like listening to Jordan Peterson, Tony Robbins, Jim Rohn, Alan Watts, and many more great speakers? That's obviously a yes if you're listening to this podcast. You need to head over to the Influencer Archive YouTube channel right now through the link in the description and subscribe, as this podcast is not going to be around forever. But our YouTube is, with all the best and most up-to-date archives of all your favorite speakers, with new videos and lectures daily. Nowhere else can compete. Subscribe now before this podcast disappears.
A lot of people die full of their dreams, full of talent, full of ideas, full of skills, full of intelligence and abilities that they never reached for, they never tapped, they never got into, they never used it, never used it. And so how do we do that? What is it that blocks us? Well, I mentioned one. What mine was fear. Here's another one. I didn't feel good enough. I was comparing myself to other people. I didn't feel, because I didn't have a college education, and based upon my failures and disappointments in the past and things that I'd attempted to do and they did not work out, I built a very practical, realistic, logical case on why I couldn't have my dream. And so I want whatever dream you have, I want you to expand it, I want you to increase it, and I want to warn you, don't ask yourself how you're going to do it. How is none of your business. Don't get trapped there, and don't worry about failing. You're going to fail. You're going to make some mistakes. You're going to look stupid. Why? It's called life. Write this down. Make it okay to fail. Goethe says, that which does not kill you will make you stronger. As the saying goes, most people fail in life not because they aim too high and miss. Most people fail in life because they aim too low and hit. And many don't aim at all. And he just survived. They come to work asking, what time is it? And they work just hard enough to keep from being fired. And they are getting paid just enough to keep them from quitting. Leap and grow your wings on the way down. Yeah, so you're going to be a good salesperson. You've got to be a risk taker. Here's something else I tell you. You want one of the keys? What will separate great sales professionals from people that are mediocre? I tell you what. Nietzsche said, if you know the why for living, you can endure almost anyhow. He said, this is a usable world. And if you don't use it in the right way, it's a cruel world. He said, always strive to get on top in life, young man, because at the bottom, that's overcrowded. It's like, isn't it interesting how kids can be in the same family, raised by the same parents, same circumstances, end up dramatically different? What is that? Remember I said that you have something special? I believe that people go to seminars and workshops, they have that it. That's something. I don't know what it is. It's just something about us that we're different. Goals and dreams, things that you're reaching for, things that will make you stretch, things that will challenge you. I say, don't lose that passion and that drive for life. It will keep you alive. I'm telling you what I know. Work on yourself. See, the people that are going to reach their goals and dreams, not only do they have compelling reasons that drive them, because the thing that drove me, I had some compelling reasons. See, you got to stand up in yourself. You got to fight. You will have opposition. Things are going to happen to you in life. It's called life, and it's not personal. Stuff's going to happen. when Earl Nightingale said, all of us are self-made, but only the successful will admit it. What is it that will make it worth it for you to make know your vitamin, that you become empowered by it? What is it that will make it for you when you want to give up? You can't buy a sale and things are working against you. Language is the software of the mind. Why? Because it will change the story that's in your head. See, what we do, what we accomplish, is a result, as I said earlier, of what we believe and the story that's in our head. Life is a fight for territory. And once you stop fighting for what you want, what you don't want will automatically take over. You look back on your life, what do you like to say right now? You know what they said? The majority of them said they have regrets of the things they thought about that they didn't do, and now they're going to their graves not knowing if they could have done it. That's why I said, live full, die empty. What if you lose? What if you fail? What if things don't work out? So what? It's not about the goals that you reach. It's about what you become in the process. That's what it's about.